I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Azerbaijan, if I ask you, blind yourself, now pick it out on a wall, like pin the tail on the donkey, you'd be right to go to the center of the map, but you can do better than that. Robert Cutler is here. He writes for Asia Times Online. Azerbaijan is at the center of many things, not just the map of the world. It is on the Caspian Sea. It's a small state. It's about 8 to 9 million people. However, that just begins the story of energy security and energy as the new superpower of the 21st century. Robert, a very good evening to you. In your piece, you identify Azerbaijan, the crossroads of spies, security, energy pipelines. Right now, in general, how is Azerbaijan considered towards the West, towards the United States, towards Europe?
Well, Azerbaijan is Western-oriented. In fact, it always has been in the modern era. Although it is a population majority Muslim country, and it is in the South Caucasus and has a border with Iran, it actually shares the political history of Armenia and Georgia and Russia since the 19th century. If you look, for example, at the political parties that were in Azerbaijan before the Russian Revolution, they're the same branches of international political parties that you find in Germany and France and Russia. In fact, there was, and before the Bolsheviks it took over that part of the former Russian Empire, there was for 23 months a so-called Azerbaijan Democratic Republic that was independent there. And believe it or not, that was the first parliamentary democracy, parliamentary republic anywhere in the Muslim world. And it was the first Muslim nation to give women the vote. And that was back in 1918.
We march to the sound of guns, Robert, and that's why we'll take this story from energy right to Iran. It borders Iran. Iran is a hostile predator state right now at the center of the attention of the United Nations Security Council because of the violations of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. What is Iran's posture towards Azerbaijan?
Well, Iran is as hostile as you can get. They're subverting Iran. They're subverting Azerbaijan. They have agents in there. We can go into this in a little detail if you want. But there are three reasons basically why Iran can't stand Azerbaijan. And the first reason is that there's an Azeri, is what the ethnic people are called sometimes, the Azeri minority. About one quarter, sometimes people say as much as one third of Iran's population is Azeri ethnic. And especially the three provinces in the northwest. And they are discriminated against. They can't use their language in state forums and things. They have all kinds of problems with Tehran, the Azeris in Iran. And so although Azerbaijan hasn't done anything to promote separatism or anything, they don't like Azerbaijan being there because it's independent and it gets the attention of the ethnic minority. The second reason that we just touched on is that Azerbaijan is, in matters of energy and security, it's oriented toward the West, very definitely. And the third is that the Azerbaijani political model is secular. Although it's a majority Shiite Muslim population, it is a secular government, a secular state. And this sort of gives a lie to Tehran's pretensions about Shiism and millenarianism and all of the Twelver ideology that you discuss so well all the time.
And the Azerbaijanis right now, they have friends in the West and they're under threat from Iran. But my understanding also is that they're aware of their critical place in pipeline and Caspian Sea. And also with regard the what you'd have to say, the resistance in Iran. Is it right now considered under threat, under military threat from Iran, or is this about money and influence?
It is more about, it is not only about money and influence and energy. One would have to say that the Iranians government would be very happy to see independent Azerbaijan disappear. And in fact, they've been taking moves in that direction. there are a series of events. In 2007, there were 15 Iranians and Azerbaijanis were convicted for spying on U.S., British, and Israeli interests, oil facilities, and overthrow the government. There was a plot by Hezbollah operatives who had infiltrated Baku, the capital, with Iranian assistance to blow up the Israeli embassy in 2008. There was a journalist in Azerbaijan who was murdered 4 months ago after he published a rather critical article about Iran, and the list goes on.
The Russians, do they have a posture towards Baku, that's the capital of Azerbaijan, that is helpful or hurtful?
Well, Azerbaijan is caught between the two. Russia does not seek actively the overthrow of the state government the way that one might say that Iran does, but they're still trying to have as much influence as possible. They were very unhappy about Azerbaijan's energy. There's a lot of offshore gas that is eventually going to go to Europe, going to the West, but they've moderated a bit, but only a bit, their hostility. They're much more subtle than the Iranians. Let's put it that way.
Pipeline politics, Robert. I'm speaking to Robert Cutler, and it always comes down to pipeline politics. My last check of the map is that a whole lot of critical pipelines have to flow through Azerbaijan, and then we get into the question of whether it goes through Georgia or Armenia or on to Turkey. So Azerbaijan is at the nexus of those pipelines. Is that correct on the map?
Yes, in two respects. There's the first major post-Soviet oil pipeline was built. It's the BTC one that we talked about a few years ago. That is an oil pipeline that goes through Georgia, Azerbaijan, Georgia, Turkey, and ends on the eastern Mediterranean coast of Turkey. And there are also, they've discovered increasing amounts, trillions of cubic meters, in fact, of natural gas offshore, which is very clearly, eventually, in the near future, going to head out to Europe. They're just figuring out which pipelines right now that they're going to use for that. And, of course, if gas ever gets to Europe from the eastern Caspian shore in Turkmenistan, then that pipeline is going to go under the sea and is going to go to Azerbaijan, from Turkmenistan to Azerbaijan, and from there to the west. So Azerbaijan is really right in the thick of things.
Do I say correctly that Azerbaijan represents a modern threat to Iran, a modern threat to Turkey, and even a modern threat to Russia?
Well, it's not a threat to Turkey. There are very, very good relations between Turkey and Azerbaijan. The languages of the two, Azerbaijan language is a Turkic language. With Anatolian Turkey, the languages are about 95% mutually intelligible. So they each speak their own languages when they meet, and they understand each other more, basically perfectly. The two countries, Turkey and Azerbaijan, have a slogan that they are one nation and two states, being the Turkic nation. So the relations with Turkey are actually quite good, and they wouldn't be able to get their gas to the West without cooperation from Turkey.
But I puzzle, Robert, however, with the turn in the road that you evidence in your piece in Asia Online. Turkey's turns toward the Islamist. It's anti-Israel, critical of the rapprochement in the Middle East. And does that set up tension between Ankara and Baku?
It did a few years ago, but not for that reason. It was when the Obama administration was trying to get a rapprochement between Turkey and Armenia because of the large Armenian voting population in California, mainly, that there was some antagonism between Turkey and Azerbaijan because Turkey was not being as pro-Azerbaijan as it had been. Time is gone now. But it's correct to say that Azerbaijan is really between Russia and Iran. Azerbaijan was divided between Russia and Iran in the early 19th century after a couple of Russo-Persian wars, and it's really squeezed there.
Robert Cutler is a senior research fellow at the Institute for European, Eurasian, and Russian Studies at Carleton University in Canada, writing for Asia Times Online. Azerbaijan, a very small country at the crossroads of the energy giants around the Caspian Sea, and Tehran to the south is the center of all of the concern right now, the war footing in the Gulf. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.